Okay, good evening. Mem Kimmel Omad Base. So, Moshiach Ben Yosef, that's what we were going to try and figure out. We had Tosfos, again, just the main Nekudah that we needed. Tosfos effectively presented the Shitta of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, he understands that the person's declaration is not as we understood it till now, that on the day that Moshiach would actually come, on that day I'm becoming a Nozir. Which means every day the reason why you can't have wine is only on Tzofik. Nope, that's not Pshat. Rather, so for Rabbeinu Tam, Pshat is the person's declaration is on the day that Moshiach potentially could come, from that day onwards I am being become a Nozir. So, in which case it's a father. So therefore, the question is, how do you explain the Gemara? So essentially, there's two ways of explaining the Gemara. But just sticking with the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara asks, well, if the person makes the declaration on Monday, the person says on Monday, he says that whenever Moshiach comes, from the day that Moshiach, the first day that potentially Moshiach could come, I will become an Ozir, the Badai, then I can understand from Tuesday Moshiach could come, and then he all could come today, Moshiach could come tomorrow, i.e. Tuesday, and then in which case, Tuesday is a Nozir, that I understand. But you said in the Maskola that if he makes the declaration on Monday, and there might even Sunday as well, but on Monday, if he makes the declaration on Monday, he becomes a Nozir, and obviously he can't drink wine already today. How can that be? Then he didn't come yesterday. So that the Gemara answers, who says? Maybe Eliyahu did come. And where did he go? He went to the Beit Sinagoga. Which we pointed out is just to be worried that the Chayra, even according to Rabbi Natan, that first day though is only Mistopic. I don't know if Moshiach could have come today. Depends on what happened yesterday. I don't know what happened yesterday. Fine. Okay. Now, Tosfos said that according to the Rabbi Natan, however, we've answered another question along the way, which is Moshiach ben Yosef. What about Moshiach ben Yosef? In order for Moshiach ben David to be able to come, you need Moshiach ben Yosef to be able to come, or have come beforehand. First Moshiach ben Yosef, then Moshiach ben David. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. I, Moshiach ben Yosef, hasn't come. Doesn't matter. As long as he could have come, let's say, right, Tuesday. Yeah, it comes Tuesday. I made the declaration Monday. Yeah? So on Tuesday, let's do it that way now for the time being. I'll come back to Monday, but right? Tuesday, I'm a Nozir. I, Moshiach ben Yosef, hasn't come. Okay, well, he always didn't come either. But the fact that he could have come, by Tuesday, was definitely a possibility. When I made the declaration from Monday, by Tuesday, I know for sure Moshiach could come. Yes, it will be contingent on Eliyahu coming. It will be contingent on Moshiach ben Yosef coming. Okay. Right? No problem. So says the Marshal, Adam of Roshan, what do you mean exactly? Okay. And then what? What about Monday? What do you mean to say? Where's Moshiach ben Yosef going? When Moshiach ben Yosef comes, does that mean everyone's going to know about it? Or do you mean to say Moshiach ben Yosef may also go to the Beis Sinagoga? Whichever one you take, I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, take your pick. Tell me which one you take. And we'll try your Mahalik first. Somebody want to volunteer?
He may go to the base of Nagoga.
Okay, so Oy Bazoy. Very good. Then Tosfos would be saying that the Gemara's question makes sense even on the Monday, not even the Maskola, meaning to say, or the answer I should say, right? When the Gemara asked the question, it said, why on Monday, the person makes the declaration on Monday, why does he become forbidden to have wine on Monday? Moshiach can't come, because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So Monday is not a day that he possibly could come. So to that the Gemara answers, what?
He came, we didn't know about it.
Could be he came and he went to the Beit Sinagoga. Yeah? Okay. I worry about Moshiach ben Yosef. Maybe he also came and he went to the Beit Sinagoga. So we're fine, we're good, we're happy. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question, and what about according to Rashi? According to Rashi's Pshat. What did Rashi learn the Pshat in the Gemara? The Pshat in the Gemara is Rashi just learned Fosha. Any day that, I don't know, maybe he came, maybe he didn't come, I'm going to have to be a Nazi. Yeah?
Right.
Misofi. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, right, the Gemara's question is, go back one stage a second, that you're telling me the reason why on Shabbos I'm allowed to have wine is because Mashiach isn't going to come on Shabbos. Why would he come on Shabbos? Not because of Tuchumit, but rather because Eliyahu was going to come before, and Eliyahu didn't come on Friday. Before we get to the thing that he can't come on Friday, we don't know that yet. Yeah? Because he didn't come on Friday. So, Oibazoi, then on, person makes, any day of the week, right? Any day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, right? Why can't he drink wine? Because maybe Moshiach's going to come today? He can't come today because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. To which the Gemara answers, who says that Eliyahu didn't come the previous day? Maybe he did, he went to the Beis Nagodol.
Right.
Ah, but he can't come because of Moshiach ben Yosef. Same answer. So what have you gained by bringing the Rabbi Nitzan's Peshat? I just showed you one according to Rashi's Peshat as well. Well, what's changed?
And if you say that the Moshiach ben Yosef didn't go to the Lishkas HaGadis,
if you say that everyone's going to know about it,
yes,
then we're taka stuck. Forget Rashi's Peshat, so according to Rabbi Nathan's Peshat, we're stuck. Because watch, look what happens now. That's going to make it even worse, right? Watch what happens now. Rabbi Nathan said Peshat in the Gemara's question is that on the day that you make the declaration, i.e., the Monday, in our example, I made the declaration on Monday, that on the first day that Moshiach could come, I'll be a Nazir Vandai. But the Gemara, so I can understand from Tuesday onwards, he could be. Moshiach could come. So from that time onwards, fine. But why on Monday are you a Nazir?
Why would Nazir Vandai?
That's the way that Rabbi Nathan explains it. The person is Makabal Nazir from the first time, from the first day that Moshiach could come.
But it's still a suffix.
No, it's a Vandai now. It doesn't matter whether Moshiach comes or not. As long as Moshiach could come, that's the Rabbi Nathan's Peshat. That's different to Rashi, yes.
So then you've seen
that. No, so that's fine. But now Moshiach doesn't work. Because watch. Look what happens now. If you go with this Peshat. Right? Watch what happens. So Monday, Prep to Gemara, Monday, why might also have wine? He can't come today. Why can't he come today? Because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. So that the Gemara answers, who says Eliyahu didn't come the previous day? Maybe he did come, maybe he went to the Beis Nagodol.
But we're working on a declaration this time.
Right, the declaration.
So you'd know if he came.
No, I don't know if he came or not.
I thought the declaration would mean that everybody knows he's here.
On the first day that he could come. So on the Monday, potentially he could come. If Eliyahu went to the Beis Nagodol, then he could come on the Monday. But I've got another question though. He can't come today. He can't come on the Monday. Do you know why? Because what about Moshiach ben Yosef? No, what are you going to answer now? You see? Well, you told me he's not going to base Nagodol now.
Yeah,
it's
not going to base Nagodol.
So in which case, we're stuck. So I'm asking why on Monday is he also to have wine? This doesn't answer anything.
So, and why is he
also
to have wine?
That's why I'm asking you.
If the Mashiach ben Yosef came on Sunday,
you'd know about it.
So he's not the first day he's able to make the become an Ozzy. It hasn't happened. It's not happening until we know Moshiach ben Yosef has come. You can't have a first day that is, if Moshiach ben Yosef is going to come first, then the first day he can become an Ozzy is the day after Moshiach ben Yosef comes, even if it's not sure Moshiach ben David has come.
Again, I don't care whether he comes or not. My declaration is, I am accepting the Zeros from the day when Moshiach could come. Starting from now.
Right. So
starting from today.
And Moshiach ben...
So after Gomorrah, he can't come today. Why? He can't possibly come today, because to come today means Eliyahu came yesterday, and he didn't. And we're saying that I'm also to have wine ready today. Why? He can't come today. Lishlomah tomorrow. tomorrow already, starting from now, he could come tomorrow. Yes, it will mean that Yom has to come today. That's good enough. That means starting from now, my declaration is effectively tomorrow I'm accepting the Zeros. But why am I not allowed to have wine now? That's what the Gemara says to Maskal. I can't have wine now. That the Gemara answers, who says he can't come now? Because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. Who said Eliyahu didn't come yesterday? Maybe he did, you just don't know about it. I'm asking you another question though. What about Moshiach ben Yosef? You just told me that you were, because of the original question, can't say he's going to the Beis Sinai Gadol.
Right.
So Elamai, he's going to, we'll all know about it. But if you all know about it, then Moshiach ben Yosef can't come today, because what happened to Moshiach ben Yosef?
And you're making the presumption that Eliyahu will come the day after or the same day as Moshiach ben David. Moshiach ben Yosef.
Okay, so it potentially could be even worse if they come on separate days. Could be even worse if they come on separate days, which might could well be they do. We said yes, they're 40 years, but...
So therefore, the fact that...
But let's not make matters even worse.
No. If Moshiach ben Yosef could come more than a day before Eliyahu,
should all like to hear if he could, yes.
Fine. Then we...
But even harder to understand what's happened, what's going on here.
No, because if he's arrived already, that doesn't give us any indication as to when Eliyahu will come.
No,
he can come any day.
But he and Eliyahu will be one day apart, that we know. Moshiach ben Yosef,
yes.
that's the twist of the parents, like we did yesterday. He says it's inconceivable that we wouldn't know about Moshiach ben Yosef because it's 40 years earlier.
But even if we did know, that doesn't prove anything. No, for sure.
No, correct. But what I want to know is, according to Rabbi Natan, I'm recovering the Zeros from the first day that I could, that Moshiach ben David could come. In order for him to be able to have the possibility of coming, there's two conditions. Moshiach ben Yosef has to come first, and Eliyahu has to come. Whenever those are, Eliyahu knows the day before. Moshiach ben Yosef whenever you want. I mean, not whenever you want, but let's say at some point before.
And we don't need to know.
I don't need to know that he's come.
But you know to know that he has come, just possibly he could come.
Yeah. No. Again, I don't have to know that he's come. Yeah? When I make the declaration on Monday, I'm saying today, I'm being become the Zeros from the days. Looking now, I'm saying, when am I being become the Zeros? From now? No. When Thursday's time? No. When do you want the Zeros to be Chal? I want the Zeros to be Chal on whichever day, you tell me what day that is, the day when Moshiach ben David could come. Starting now. What's the first day that he could come? Don't keep changing it every day. I'm asking from now. I'm making the declaration now, looking forwards, from now. What's the first opportunity he could come? Now, if you tell me tomorrow, that I can understand. Because we've still got enough time, and the Yahweh could come, leave out Moshiach ben Yosef for a second, and the Yahweh could come now, then Moshiach ben Yosef could come tomorrow. Fine. But that's not what we said. You said, I can't have wine today. That means, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Peshat, that Moshiach ben Yosef could come today. Well, how can he come today? I know for a fact that the Yahweh didn't come the previous day. Answers the Gemara, you don't know that he didn't come for a fact. Maybe he did come, you just don't know about it. He went to the base and I got. What? That's the Gemara. I've got another question though. I'll tell you for a different reason. I know for a fact that Moshiach ben David can't come today. And that is, where's Moshiach ben Yosef? And he, don't tell me that he's already come and I just didn't know about it. Right? You know, apparently there's someone who wants to claim that he came on October the 7th. So there's a bit of a problem, right? Because, of course, there's all supposed to know about it. And it's possible he came on October the 7th. Okay, on that.
I've heard something from a Tuvia singer claimed.
Maybe he's
an anti-Christian missionary.
I don't know why. So that problem's out now for us today. We've got that sorted.
I don't get too excited about it. Maybe he did. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? There's probably been claims he's come, umpteen times before. Yeah. Right?
So it sounds like it's in the Mimonoshah.
Forget the Mimonoshah. Yeah, the Mimonoshah. Whichever way you go. Whichever pshat you take.
No, Mimonoshah. If you are making the declaration that I will become a Nozir on the day that Moshiach can come, i.e. so it could be tomorrow or it could be even today, right? If Mashiach ben Yosef is coming with a declaration and then everybody knows, then he's
not coming with any declaration.
You're saying he's not going to base in Hagadol. He's not going to base in. He's going to be announced. Right? If it's going to be announced, then the first possible time for him to become a Nazir is the day after Mashiach ben Yosef comes, and we don't know if he's come, so he's not coming
again,
a Nazir.
Not
even today or tomorrow.
Listen carefully to where I touch. I stressed it again and again. When I said the first time that he could come, it means from my declaration. You don't keep renewing the page. We start today. One second. That means today. I'm saying to you, okay? I'm saying to you, you're the guy, you know, the betting shop, whatever, right? Tell me, what is the first possibility from today that Moshiach ben David will come, right? That he could come. That's all I want to know. I'm not coming you tomorrow. I'm not going to come again tomorrow to your shop to ask you. I'm not coming on Wednesday. I'm asking you today.
Yes.
And my Aziris is dependent on today and today only.
Okay, the first possibility is after Moshiach ben Yosef has come.
Again. From today. I want to know.
You know, we've been through this a lot.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but no one's that clear in it. Or maybe they are.
I'm saying today. So let's go through it day by day, okay? Logically. Today. Could Moshiach ben David come today? I'm asking you today. Can he come today? So logically you'd say, well, hold on a second. Be about Moshiach ben Yosef for a second. I'll come back to it. What do I need in order for Moshiach ben David to come? I know I need one thing. That is Eliyahu has to come the day before. Now tell me something. Yesterday, did Eliyahu come or did he not come? Fact. Did he come or didn't he?
No.
So the Gemara says he didn't come. Let's assume that for a second, okay? Eliyahu didn't come. So then today, Moshiach ben David cannot come. It's an impossibility. So in which case, today I can tell my wife. Fine. I'm asking you now. Today, I'm asking you now. Tomorrow, could Moshiach ben David come? Is there a possibility?
Well, by what time does Eliyahu have to come? Today.
Still got 2 hours.
Then he can come tomorrow.
Well, so Eliyahu could come today? Yes. So could Moshiach come tomorrow? Moshiach ben David? Leaving out Moshiach ben Yosef for a second? Yes. So in which case, tomorrow, that question mark is yours begins. Now, I don't care what happens tomorrow. It's irrelevant what happens tomorrow. When you wake up in the morning, you check the news and say, "No, did Eliyahu come yesterday?" No, Moshiach can't come today. So what? You're already a Nazir. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's Peshat. Now, the problem is, says the Gemara, that the Brisa says, "Ready today, I can't have wine." Well, hold on a second. But you just told Moshiach and Nazir can't come today. Because I checked yesterday and there was no Eliyahu. So that the Gemara says, you didn't check well enough. Could be Eliyahu did come. Eliyahu's not going to be on our front page news. He's going to the Beit HaGadol, right? And depending on our whole discussion, and I spoke on the Torah way on this yesterday, it could well be no one else is there. He's going to the Beit HaGadol, which we render its voice saying, the Lishkas HaGadol, where there's nothing there. Maybe some Arabs, because it's somewhere Har Habayis area, right? Yeah, we can't go there yet. I don't know what they go for. Right? Okay, so you're saying today Moshiach still could come. Got a couple of hours. Could come. Yeah? But hold on a second. That's dealt with Eliyahu. Maybe Eliyahu came yesterday and I don't know about him. Where's Moshiach ben Yosef? He had to come as well. Now, I checked the news. Nothing about Moshiach ben Yosef. I asked everyone, anyone saw Moshiach ben Yosef? No. Now, I'll tell the Moshiach ben Yosef is no secret. He's coming and everyone's going to see him because he's going out to fight. That's what he's doing. He's coming to fight. So, none of you saw him. So it's safe to assume he didn't come yesterday. He hasn't yet arrived. But then in which case, I know one thing for sure. Okay, he didn't come, but Moshiach ben David's not coming today. Well, that's the question back. So what's Pshat and Tosfos? Why are we happy according to Rav Yehudah? Elamai, what do you have to say? Let's try it the other way. Let's go backwards again, back to what we started the show with. You know what? Maybe Moshe Ben Yosef is also going to, could be a secret. Maybe he's also going to the base of Nagol. Yeah, we'll go out and fight afterwards. But when he initially comes, could be we won't know anything about it.
So he's already here, basically.
Yeah, could be. He's here.
He could have been here for a year, 2 years, 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a bit more difficult because he's got to fight at some point. Okay. That's why the sister of inner parents is absolutely not. This doesn't make any sense. But okay, but let's just try it.
So you don't have to worry about Moshe Ben Yosef.
Okay, so let's say. But let's try it. Fine. Well then, Tosfos says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we've answered the question of Moshe Ben Yosef. What's the Rabbeinu Tam? According to Rashi, everything's Kabbalistic as well. That's what I'm going to call according to Rashi. We didn't have any problem with Moshe Ben Yosef according to Rashi, did we? How did the Gemara go according to Rashi? The Gemara asked the question, you told me on Shabbos, I can drink wine. I can drink wine on Shabbos, why? Because on Shabbos, Moshiach is not coming. Why is he not coming? Now we thought because it's Chumim, nothing to do with Chumim. It's because Eliyahu didn't come on Friday, which we took to mean, I checked the news, no, he wasn't here on Friday. That's what we thought was Pshat. So the Gemara asked, well then in which case, what's it got to do with Shabbos during the week as well? The same thing, any day, right? Any day, I'm saying maybe Moshiach is going to come today, better not drink wine because of a sophic, in case he comes today. He's not coming today because I checked the news and he didn't come yesterday. And the other didn't come yesterday. So why can't I drink wine today? Right? So the Gemara answers, maybe he did come, he went to Lishkas HaGoz. What about Friday? Friday he's not coming. Fine. What about Moshiach Ben Yosef? But Moshiach Ben Yosef didn't come either yesterday. Or the day before, whatever it is. If he didn't come, so no. Moshiach Ben Yosef is not coming today. Why is it? Same answer. Maybe he didn't come. He's gone to the base of Nagol. What have you gained by going with the Rabbi in the town? If you say that Moshiach Ben Yosef, we're all going to know about it, you've got a problem both according to Rashi and the Rabbi in the town. And if you say that we're not going to know about Moshiach Ben Yosef, I don't have any problem.
Yeah.
But why do you have to get just different shots? Because he has a different pshat.
That's not what Tosfos says.
After
he brings the Rabbi Yehudah, he says, "Bahashto lekasha midi."
Lekasha midi, it's lekasha midi. And that's why you want to give the other pshat.
Right? This is something which the Maharsho asks. I tell you what the Maharsho says. The Maharsho says, actually, you've got to reread Tosfos now. And that is that Tosfos initially thought. That before it came to the last little shtickle of Tosfos, right? He just introduced the Rabbeinu Tam. That's all he's done. He introduced the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said the pshat is not that Moshiach did come. That I'm accepting the zeros when Moshiach on the day Moshiach actually comes, but rather it means to say. From the day when Moshiach could come. So, that's
where we are then.
That's what I mean, it's up. Right.
Says Tosfos.
Now, if you go with that pshat, okay, then I've also dealt with the question of Moshiach Ben Yosef. Moshiach Ben Yosef hasn't come. He's not coming, he isn't. That won't bother me. I mean, it does bother me, but it doesn't bother me with regard to this Gemara. What I want to know is, any day, could Moshiach come today? If yes, Moshiach Ben Yosef could come today.
Yeah.
So that's all I need to know. In other words, go back one state, by the way. How did we get to Rabbi Yehudah? Don't forget, because it was with the Mr. Freeman's problem, right? The Kohen. Yeah. We said the Kohen, why is he allowed to drink wine? Maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built any time. It'll be needed for the Avodah Zarah. Fine, we gave an answer because don't worry, there's no instant drinking the wine, get some other Kohen, or slop a bit, whatever it is. The Rabbi Yehudah says, I've got an answer to that. And that is, of course, we don't have to be choshesh the whole time. You're right, I mean, we hope there may be some mitzvah, but otherwise, I don't have to stop drinking wine because of that. The reason why over here, according to that, over here, you've got to stop drinking wine, is because I'm not offered to drink wine on the day that Moshiach actually does come, such as I'm being choshesh every single day. Maybe Moshiach is going to come. I'm offered to drink wine, bevadai, on the weekdays, because Moshiach can come. And if he can come, I'm a Vadai Nozir. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. So that was where the Rabbeinu Tam introduces Pshat.
Right.
says Tosis, now with that idea, we've also dealt with the problem of Moshiach Ben Yosef. We're assuming Moshiach Ben Yosef is going to come and everyone's going to know about it. It's every day. Why can't I drink wine? According to Rashi's pshat, I don't understand. Why can't I drink wine? I know he's not coming today. Because Moshiach Ben Yosef on the top. Even if you want to say, and he always dealt with, because he's going to be a secret.
And so we're going to know about Moshiach Ben Yosef pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
Why would we need both of them, actually?
Why? Because there's a Seder. There's a Seder on the way. Moshiach Ben Yosef, and Yohu, presumably that Seder. Moshiach Ben Yosef, and Yohu, and Moshiach Ben Dov. That's the Seder. You have a Seder on that. Seder on some of it's Pesukim.
When is he saying he's going to become
a Moshiach? Why the Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first? The very positive reason that is. That is exactly what the brothers argue with Yosef about. What was the whole machlokes between Yosef and the brothers? Which I always went with, and Baruch Hashem I found it, and Shlomo Kluger said this on a posuk. The brothers said to Yosef, 12 of us, we've each got our avodah, and we each, without Ephraim and Manasseh, right? 12 of us, we've each got our avodah, right? Wants to learn, wants to do business, whatever it is, we form that perfect choir, and we work under the thing of the umbrella of Yaakov Avinu. There's no one person who's like the choir master. And Yosef said, you're wrong. I'm the choir master. Every single one of you needs me as the springboard, as the foundation. So what did they do? And this was the machlokes. That was the machlokes. What did it say? They went. Lirois es kol avin and b'shchem. Says Rashi, on the word es, there's dots. Says Rashi, what's the es? The Loshon Rashi, they went in Shchem, lirois es atzmo, to shepherd themselves. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, what does that mean? It means they went to Shchem to prove their point, that we don't need Yosef for our avodah. Each one has his way of avodah without Yosef. That's why they ended up selling Yosef in Shchem. Nu, who was right in the end?
Yosef.
Vayigash.
Yehuda.
What does it say? At the beginning of Parashat Vayigash? This is the moment when Yosef is about to reveal himself.
Be Adonai. You are my king.
No, but the Roshan is. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayem Be Adonai, etc. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. It's the Medrash. The Medrash is like, just the, which way round it goes. And it brings a Pasuk. Mayim Amukim Belev Ish. Either one is, it's in Yosef, it's two versions, but it's the same idea. Yosef is the one who draws out the latent potential that Mayim Belev Ish within Yod if you go one way around. And that is why, yes, the ultimate Moshiach is Moshiach Ben David. However, Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first. He has to set the groundwork. And that also explains why, I know it wasn't Yosef, but Bnei Rochel, who was the first king in Klal Yisrael, Malta's supposed to come from the other. Where does it start from?
Binyamin.
That's from Binyamin. Even though that Malta was never set to lot. Because what did Chanel say in her Shira?
Yeah.
Talks about the anointing with the Keren. And the Gemara says, Gemara Kresus, only those that Shmuel would anoint with that with the carrying of with that oil, the malchus would last. That
was
the
malchus on.
So that's the general idea. That yisoid works in so many different areas. Yeah, I was telling you. I mean, in Rus, right? I was actually just listening today to Shurim I gave here, probably over 15 years ago. I never wrote up that last parak, so I was trying to hear voices from the past, quite literally. And one of the things over there is the reason why Bayaz said that Tov is the first one, Tov, right, the Plony Harmony, whatever you want to call it, why he's the first one to do this magical Yibum. Bayaz said he's got one thing I don't have. This is the way Nesibus explains it. Because Bayaz said, I've got all the ingredients for Moshiach. In other words, I should be the Malchus, but I don't have, the one thing I have is, I'm a pure Yehuda. There's no Bnei Rochel in me. Whereas Toib, he's got the Ephros inside of him. One's the father, one's the mother. He's got both Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Rochel. Bnei Leah and Bnei Rochel. And therefore, he is the one for Moshiach.
How does he get both? and they live.
Look at the psukim. It depends on how you touch.
No, but how do they?
One's from the mother, one's from the father. One comes from Yehuda, one comes from Ephraim.
Ah.
So
the truth is, as I said, I was listening. I said what was very interesting is, he says right at the beginning of Parak Daled, he says that he's speaking to Tov, and he's saying that Eish HaTameis Kon Iso. You will acquire the Eish HaTameis, all those rules. But the Ksiv is, that's the way we read it, but it's written Kon Isi. The whole thing of the Greek Ksiv, there's a lot of things about it in Rus, they're very unique, some of them, is because he was expressing that actually, in a deeper sense, I'm the one. I'm the one who's meant to be it. Kon Isi in the past. Do you know why? He made the Cheshman like this, based on what we just said. I'll just tell you, it's a very sweet little Cheshman. So let me ask you a question. It's your sort of question, Mr. Israel. Yeah? Why, if this is what's going on, why did Hashem have to do such a backwards way of bringing out Moshiach? Yeah. Through Machlin dying and through this it wasn't a marriage, and the Neshama of Machlin now rattling around inside the Eish HaTameis, inside Rus, and she has to go down. I mean, it's such a... You couldn't do it in a simpler way?
Since it's Rahra, because the Hebrew...
The answer is, no. He says, you're right. If Toiv is the one who was destined to do it, you're right. Why did it have to come through Rus? Just do it in a normal way. The answer is, because it had to come through me. Kon Isi. And I'm lacking one thing. What am I lacking?
Yeah.
I'm lacking the Bnei Rocha. That's why it had to come through Machlo, because he's the Ephros. And he's called Ephros, right? We didn't have thing. He's got the Bnei Rocha. So he had to die, go through Rus, through this magical yibum, yeah. And that's how we'll get the two of them together. That's how I know actually Kon Isi, I'm the one. Because if it's Toiv, the whole thing seems... Anyway, the reason... That's in a nutshell, that's just connecting it to Shavuos. But that's the idea, Moshiach Ben Yisrael has to come first, whatever reason. Again, we'll see if it really has to, but that's what we take on. So, what is Tosfos says, I had this problem, which is, we've dealt with Eliyahu, I asked you a question, why can't I drink wine on a weekday? Eliyahu can't come today, Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. The answer is, maybe he did come. What about Moshiach Ben Yosef? But Moshiach Ben Yosef is, everyone's going to know about it. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbat, I'm home and dry. According to Rashi, I'm stuck. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, I'm home and dry. Because the fact that Moshiach Ben Yosef hasn't come, so what? As long as he could have come, since Moshiach Ben Yosef could have come, and Yoel could have come, and therefore Moshiach Ben Dovah could have come, therefore that's good enough, the theoretical is good enough. But I've got one problem. Then Tosfos says the following, Abul Kosher. But what do I do with the following? Hide the product of the Sodom when the Gemara asks that the Chol Nami Deshtari. The last part of Tosfos is there. But then the Gemara asks, but on a weekday as well, it should be permitted to have wine. So I don't ask Eliyahu may ask because Eliyahu didn't come the previous day. I become Makom Haya Roy Lover. I bet Eliyahu could come.
Yeah.
No, what's the answer? Eliyahu could come. What do you have to say, says Tosfos? Because when we ask that question, we're already asking the Maskana. If you make the declaration on Monday, I'm not asking about Tuesday. Tuesday, yeah. I understand why you can't drink the wine. But I'm asking about Monday. You said on Monday I can't drink wine. Monday he can't come.
He could come. He could still come for the next day.
Huh?
He could still come for the next day. You're not talking for today.
Oh.
He could come for the next day.
So the Gemara question, therefore, is on regarding the... Which day?
The next day, or the day, the subsequent day.
No, the Monday, that day. That's the tomorrow's question.
And that's why I couldn't do it on that day. Correct. And therefore you have to answer, we don't know.
Okay, yeah, one more time.
You have to answer, you don't know, yeah, that's right.
One more time. Okay.
Yeah.
It's very clever the way the Marshal does this, just I think it's faster. It doesn't make any sense. But this is what he said. He said, the way to read Tosfos is, Taka's question about Moshe Ben Yosef is such a bomba kasha, that actually, you've got to reread Tosfos. Okay. We have this question start. Just go through the toast outside here. Shaka Vitari. You have the question, what about Adeya Kohanim? Why are they allowed to drink wine? Well, because you don't have to be chayshish, you know, Moshiach is going to come. I mean, we hope, but well, then why are they only being choshish? So he says, okay, because one's an is and one's not an is. So I mean, it's not, I've got a simple answer, and that is, of course, you don't have to be choshish. But that's not what we're dealing with over here. Over here, it's not a chashash. The reason why I become an Ozzy is because my declaration was, on the day that Moshiach could come, I'm an Ozzy. Therefore, you've got to stop changing minds, because Moshiach could come. Says Tosfos, with that, Kavaldik, we've answered another question as well, which is, what about Moshiach Ben Yosef? According to Rashi's Peshat, they were not saying on the day that he could come. The reason why you can't drink wine on any given day is because maybe he will actually come today. Well, he's not, because where's Moshiach Ben Yosef? And Yomi told me maybe I just don't know about him, but Moshiach Ben Yosef, we're all going to know about him. So, no. Right? So, to that, just according to Rabbi Tam, very good. Because I don't care whether Moshiach Ben Yosef hasn't come. The reason why I can't have wine is because he could have come, and Yom could have come, and then Moshiach Ben Yosef could have come. Huh? Excellent, said Tosis. I think I'm. It sounds like we're doing well. And so, Tosis, I've got one problem, and this is the standard in the world. Havel Kosher. What's the difficulty? Because the Gemara asks, the Gemara goes on, actually, the question is, now that you've told me the reason why I can have wine on Shabbos is because Moshiach can't come on Shabbos. Why can't he come on Shabbos? Because then Yom didn't come on Friday. And I understood that meaning because I checked the news and he wasn't there. Based on that understanding. But the Gemara, so Oval Zoy during the week as well.
Should be next day, yeah.
I should be able to drink wine. Honestly. I should be able to drink wine. Yeah. Why? Because Moshiach, because I checked the news and Eliyahu wasn't there the day beforehand. According to Rabbi Yitzhak, who cares if Eliyahu came the previous day? As long as he could have come the previous day, on any given day, my declaration was, I'm being become the Zeros from the time when Moshiach could come. So going forward, every single day was a day that potentially he could have come. Yes, it's contingent on other things. So, okay, Moshiach Ben Yosef didn't come. Eliyahu, kanireh, maybe he did, maybe he didn't come. But it doesn't bother me though. It was a potential thing. So what's the Gemara's question? Emphasis. What do you have to say? You misunderstood the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is based on the Maskon. And that is, I'm saying like this, if the person makes the declaration on the Monday, yeah. I'm not asking you why I'm forbidden to have wine on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That I know why. Because you told me. Could come from there. My question is, but what about on the Monday itself? What about the Monday itself? Why am I forbidden to have wine? He can't come today! Ah, that's the Gemara's question, because he can't come today, because then he didn't come the previous day. That's the Gemara's question. So that the Gemara answers.
He may have come.
Could be that Yom came the previous day. So that's the shot. The heck looks like we have to explain the Gemara's question. So you, what about Moshiach Ben Yosef?
You didn't
answer. Correct. That's exactly. So again, that's what Tosfos is saying. I thought we were gewalded with Moshiach Ben Yosef. I thought we'd worked it out with Moshiach Ben Yosef. I thought we'd worked it out, according to Rabbi Natan. Because I asked you, but Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come as well. So you gave me the Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan was the answer to that, because it's got nothing to do with it. He didn't come. Okay, doesn't matter. The fact that it could have come is good enough. But now that we're learning the Gemara's question, it's not on subsequent days. It's on only with regard to the day when I make the declaration, so then it most definitely does make a difference if he came or not. And don't give me B, went to the base Tagolim, Moshiach Ben Yosef is not going to the base Tagolim. So Oval Zoy says to Marashah, that's the way to read the last part of Tosfos. The last part of Tosfos, we understood, Tosfos asked the question, gave an answer, and we're happy.
Yeah.
He says, no, we're not happy. We asked the question, gave an answer to show you that the Peshat and the Gemara's question was not with regard to the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The Gemara's question was with regard to only, like Maskolah, the day I made the declaration. So Oval Zoy, I'm not happy. Now we're back to square one. What about Moshiach Ben Yosef? We don't have an answer.
Tosfos has no answer for that.
But what about that? Why can't
that's
he?
Where the Marashah
is. Why is he allowed?
That's it. That's the Marashah.
According to that way.
unless you say just one second. Yeah. Unless you say the Moshiach Ben Yosef could also be a secret, but that is very, very fair to say if he's coming 40 years beforehand. And if his whole point is to come and wage battle, it doesn't sound like.
If he's coming 40 years beforehand, the whole thing is irrelevant, because he hasn't come now, so you've got a 40-year wait at least.
No, he could come up.
I thought the son was very apparent that he came 40 years before. So then you're saying.
With that way of working it out, then why is he allowed to have wine on Shabbos? If he makes a declaration. According to that, he shouldn't be allowed to have on Shabbos either.
He shouldn't be able to have wine on
Shabbos either. Why not?
He
Oh no, you mean from that point onwards? 100%, that's the Gemara's answer. That's exactly what the Gemara asked.
No, but I thought we said he could have he could make
the declaration on Shabbos.
But that's what you're just trying to say. He's making the declaration on Monday.
No, it's whatever day. What the Brisa means to say is, if he makes the declaration on a weekday, then he can't have wine. If he makes the declaration on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, that, and only that Shabbos or Yom Tov, he can drink wine. That's the Gemara's answer. You might have left it out. That's the Gemara's question and answer.
Even though you would have thought he shouldn't be allowed to have on Shabbos as well.
Correct.
But so it's a different reason for him to be allowed to have
on Shabbos. Because Moshiach can't come on that day. He can't come on that day. Either because of Tchumen, or because Eliyahu couldn't have come the previous day, because he'll disturb your Shabbos preparation, your wife's Shabbos preparation.
So how many thought he couldn't come on Shabbos? Now that we've got Moshe and Yosef out of the picture, we just don't know the answer. So, possibly he can't come in Shabbos. So that's the problem. So why did you would have thought he couldn't come? That he could come. He couldn't drink. That's what he said. You would have thought he couldn't drink on Shabbos. That he couldn't drink. That's it. You would have thought he couldn't have wine. Possibly he can. The only problem is, once you've established that we don't.
The reason why Moshe can't come is there's a couple of possibilities. Either he can't come because it's chumet, or because of the problem that Eliyahu couldn't have come the previous day. I'll tell you this
again. Putting there at Benetal, the Havrin is we're not talking about the same day, but that doesn't work. We say the same day, so we have to come back. But the question is asked earlier, before the Maskana. The question is asked, why for you?
No. That's what I mentioned yesterday. Yeah. This last bit, what we're calling the Maskana, that's a completely separate thing. That's once we finish our business about the Tchumen, it says, Tefukun, Misapkale, full stop.
Right.
Now, let's just go back a stage. You brought that Brisa, just like Eli said, exactly like Eli said.
Yeah.
What's going on in that Brisa?
Which one?
What? The Brisa about the drinking the wine, the Nozzle.
This is all we're about. This is healthy.
We finished. We finished what we wanted with it, about the Tchumen. We've dealt with that. Tefukun, Misapkale, finished.
Fine, yeah.
Now, hold on a second, just shout at the Brisa.
I mean, we've gone beyond that now.
We're just going back. You quoted that Brisa. Don't just continue on. I just want to know what's going on in that Brisa. Why are you allowed to have wine on subsequent Shabbos? Once he's an Oz, he's an Oz. They're finished. I mean,
we've given that with Tchumen as well.
Huh? Right?
We've resolved the Tchumen problem.
I think there it's Vol. He sides with the Rabbeinu Tam. I think the Kohen like that question. He says, what's the problem? What do you mean I can't have wine on subsequent Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why? I checked Moshe Eliyahu hasn't come, so I know Moshe has not coming.
Yeah. So even he made the correct.
So Rashi answers that though, because I know this is how it starts on Shabbos. Because no, you don't know that Moshe can't come on Shabbos. Because I couldn't check. You're right. He didn't come. I know Eliyahu didn't come on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You don't know that he didn't come on Friday. By now, let's say, assuming you've got 24 hours before you could find out. We're not going to say 5 days, okay? Fine, so I was able to check Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm now on Shabbos morning. By now, I'd know if he came on Thursday. You won't know if he came on Friday, though. So therefore, every single day just pushes on the Sophic. You're right, but every single day you've got to be the Sophic.
You won't know if Moshiach hasn't come on Friday.
Every day is Mafkir. It shows that I was, I didn't drink this Mikhaf Sofi, but it turns out that it was a waste of time. So when I get to Shabbos, I know for a fact that Eliyahu couldn't have come on Friday.
But
so the only question is, did Moshiach come? Well, I checked, he didn't come on Friday.
And the question is whether he came on Thursday as well. You don't know that Eliyahu didn't come.
Regarding Moshiach, right, it's mashmal. What did Rashi say? Look at the Bamask, Kim and the Chol Alei Naziris. Kim and the Chol Alei Naziris to Erev Shabbos. Who is Faker?
I don't know what you're reading.
Where's the Rashi?
We should be so much.
Kim and the Chol Alei Naziris. The narrow line about 7-8 lines down. Kim and the Chol Alei Naziris to Erev Shabbos. Who missed Faker? Dilma Osi Moshiach Hayom. Maybe Moshiach came today. That means on Friday. The Beis Din Agadol. Maybe he went to the Beis Din Agadol. If you missed Tari, this is the Bocha of the Shabbos. How can you drink the next day on Shabbos? So Rashi answers that question. Okay, so Moshiach, we know Moshiach Ben David for sure could go to the Beis Din Agadol. Eliyahu, we know for sure could. I think it stands to reason that at least initially, I don't know about the 40 year business, but I think the Rashi would say that Moshiach ben Yosef may also go to the Beis HaGadol, and it could be he'll come the same day as Eliyahu. It could be it'll all happen together. I don't know. But I'll tell you, I just want to tell you,
But all we do know is we don't know whether Moshiach Eliyahu's come, Moshiach has come, and it comes to the next Shabbos. We just don't know. So we
say, according
to Rashi. But I've been challenging for you. Listen to this Peshat that the Chasam Sofer brings from the places. And the Tis says something very, very simple. It's the same sort of idea. It's just that it's a big encouragement for us. And people can have a think. You asked beforehand, who says Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come beforehand? Do you know what the place he says? It's unbelievable. He says, you know, Be'ito Achishana. He says, Moshiach is going to come. Be'ito, the Gula is going to come. Be'ito, and it's time. Achishana, I will speed that up. Well, that's a contradiction. Will it be in its time? Or is it Hashem's going to speed up ahead of its time? So the Gemara says, if you're Zeicher, Achishema, I'm going to make it quicker. If not, Be'ito will come at the end of time, whenever that time is. Right? So you know what the place he says? He says, this rule that Moshiach Ben Yosef has to come first, that's only if it follows the normal thing. Be'ito, based on the timeline that Hashem said. In other words, there is a time for Moshiach Ben Yosef to come. There's a time for him. And that time is before the date for Moshiach ben David. But if Moshiach ben David comes early, Hashem's going to say, well, hold on a second, we don't move Moshiach ben Yosef's time, he's coming at that date. That's my understanding. He's coming at that date, that date's not changing. Moshiach ben David is the date I can change. What's going to be with Moshiach ben Yosef? Okay, he'll come afterwards.
But when Moshiach's already...
So it comes out that Moshiach ben David could... Could, if we're going there, could come before Moshiach.
So why don't we answer the question?
He says the following. He says that this. He says, now you'll understand why it works according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Natan, but not according to Rashi. Why? Because according to the Rabbi Natan, it was all dependent on could Moshiach ben David come today? And the answer is yes. What are the likelihoods? Unfortunately, if we look at the world around us, it doesn't look too likely. But it's a possibility. You can't rule it out. Right?
So yeah.
It could happen. If suddenly there was a massive arousal of Teshuvah and we were open to it. But it doesn't look likely. Unless we fall solo, that's the other thing. Yeah. But you know, as you're taking on, like we're saying, it's not that likely. But it could. According to Rashi. That's why, according to Rashi, therefore, we ask what about Moshiach ben Yosef?
So
what? Moshiach ben David could come today, because he doesn't need Moshiach ben Yosef to come before. Yeah. It's not imperative. Eliyahu is. Yeah. Not Moshiach ben Yosef. That's what I mean. According to Rashi, I still have the problem. What about Moshiach ben Yosef? Don't give me, but Moshiach ben Yosef doesn't necessarily have to come beforehand. Yeah, right? Yeah. Because according to Rashi, it's all about Chashash. And since it's such a far-fetched, if I can use those words, it's such a far-fetched Chashash, that Moshiach ben David is going to come today when there's been no Moshiach ben Yosef. Like we said, it's not likely that's going to happen. It's a possibility. Theoretically, it's possible. But in practice, we're not mechuyev to be chayshish for that, like the Kohen. There's a limit to how far we have to be chayshish.
Why did you say Rashi has to be
I don't know, I'll explain it again tomorrow.
Why,
and
not Tosfos?
So it's probability.
Probability. But since probability means there is a possibility, there is there. But the threshold, where I've got to be chayshish, if I've got to be chayshish, I don't have to be chayshish for... It's a bit like the Chasam said, no, I've finished, but I'm just saying what I want to do.